Welcome to the Humans of FinTech podcast series. We are here today to celebrate the wins, raise awareness of the challenges, and walk the talk for change across the entire financial technology industry. Today, we are joined by the owners of a new business called Portable. The owners are Des Matthewman and Mike Minnett. Portable is an entirely new concept that is based on the premise that everyone should be included in the workforce and that your independent contractors deserve the community, connection and security whilst working for your business. So they are both here today to tell us more. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us,
Nadia.
Great to have you here. So Mike, why don't you kick it off and tell us a little bit more about Portable?
Love to. Portable. Look, we're all about the future of work. And about 2018, some research crossed my desk from McKinsey, which was saying by 2023, so funny enough, next year, 50% of the world's workforce were going to be working independently in some shape or form. Back in the day, they were interested in the freelance and the gig economy, but it also started to wrap up self-employed, contractors, IR35ers, freelancers, as I said, gig workers, self-employed, portfolio lifestyle. So it's a broad spectrum, this whole future of work concept, but fundamentally, it was that 50% number that caught my eye because I was working in the traditional employee benefits business and I knew, look, we do a good job looking after large companies and full-time employment, but this new evolving 50% of the total workforce, no one's looking after them and they need all the help and support they're going to get because it's pretty tough. We know it's tough because we were those independent contractors ourselves. In fact, I think that's how you guys first met back in the day. So that's where the idea for Portable was born, and fundamentally Portable is about now building an engagement platform for anyone who's interested in talent attraction, talent retention, employee engagement, total workforce, and productivity, looping in all the traditional employee-like benefits from the old world into the new world, and that's the ambition for Portable.
Yeah, I love that. So it'd be really, really helpful if the both of you could tell us a bit about your background, because for me, I understand how you've come to Portable. I know both your backgrounds, but it'd be really, really useful for the audience to know what you've done, your experiences, and how we got here today.
Let me jump in first. Sorry, Des, because it will connect. So I say I worked in 20 years in fintech before it was called fintech, right? So in case you hadn't noticed, been around a little while. And as part of that, I was that independent contractor working in banks, but I always wanted to do my own thing. So I actually kicked off a startup here in London back in the day, not realizing it was part of the future of work concept, but it was focused on the aging workforce. And I think this is really important as our first sort of link back into the world of diversity and inclusion. Aging workforce, looking at organizations, they've got this aging workforce, which they had no idea was on the way with the aging population. And they're either seeing it as a problem or an opportunity. And we're saying there's nothing but opportunity there. This first startup, the Positive Aging Company, Health Tech Data Analytics, ended up getting acquired by Mercer here in London, went across with that business, and that's where I first saw the McKinsey research for Portable, and that's where Portable was born. Anyway, I was charging around the streets of London at the time, got invited to a Christmas party, South Bank, 2 weeks before Christmas. I didn't know anyone in the room. The doors blew open, and in walked my sidekick, Des.
Yeah, it's all true. So a very similar story to Mike. I started off 10 years as a contractor, independent worker, and then I went full-time permanent and worked inside employee benefits for nearly 20 years. So I kind of was outside and then I was inside industry and I could actually see where the structures were broken and where they weren't working. And I knew there was a lot to fix. I left corporate in 2018 with the focus on a portfolio lifestyle. That's what I wanted for myself. And yeah, I bumped into Mike and we just absolutely gravitated around the future of work. And that really excited me when I saw the vision that he was creating to solve those problems which I fundamentally knew were broken for independent workers.
Mm. And this is so interesting that you share those backgrounds because this is what Portable does. It's solving, it's filling the gap that's been around for a very long time. You know, permies, we've spoken about their benefits and how they're looked after in the workplace. But for years, we've been talking to contractors who actively feel excluded from, as you say, the community connection and security within the business. So this is so, so important that we're here today talking about it. Before we get into a bit more about the problem we're trying to solve, I want for you both just to share the journey so far, because this was pandemic, it's then post-pandemic, let's hear it all.
Yeah, no grey hair before the start of this journey, but I think it has been a journey, and the world of startups are nothing but a journey. There's never a trajectory, and you kind of plan for that and mitigate for that when you're sort of laying out your plans and you're getting going. But then along the way, there are sort of significant things that just come at you, totally unexpected. And certainly COVID was one of those events that impacted our plans, our timeline, our journey pretty significantly. Interestingly, before COVID, this whole future of work concept was sort of bubbling. The flexible workforce was just starting to kick in. And I'll say we were interesting. We're actually due to close our first round of funding in March 2020. Wow. Which, of course, March 2020 never happened. So as a business, a small business, it was significantly impactful because we were just trying to do more faster on that normal sort of startup trajectory. However, as COVID went on a little bit longer and longer, we actually became more interesting and more popular because all of a sudden there was just this fundamental shift now. COVID accelerated this whole future of work model, hybrid, flexible, remote. And it wasn't just the sort of the contractor population anymore. It became this total workforce concept. How's it all going to play out going forward? People now are just demanding that flexibility. It doesn't matter if they're a full-timer or other, because the other is just, you know, at least 50% of the workforce now. So we had moments like that, which just added time to the whole plan on the one hand, but on the other hand, the market is just exploding. So we're now in a position where we're trying to pull all of it together, and we're positively overwhelmed. Positive because there's so much to be getting after and so much help needed, but nonetheless overwhelmed because we're a small team trying to become a bigger team fast.
I think what's exciting for me in this journey is that when we, you know, when COVID started, whole of workforce wasn't something that I really heard that much. Whole of workforce is such a relevant, and people are talking about it now, and that's what we're enabling, is our customers to actually regard their whole of workforce. Because all we've been doing up to a point in time is regarding part of your workforce. And, you know, the last couple of years have really shone a light on that area. So that's great for us, and that excites me, because it's all becoming congruent now.
Absolutely. What I'd love to hear a bit more of is actually around the research, and I know it's been extensive, to what this problem truly is and therefore how you can solve it. So I'd love to hear more of that.
So that was a fascinating part of our journey. We went really deep, and what we found is that we couldn't create a widget to solve this problem. It's an ecosystem problem. There's many moving parts and there's many things that we have to do to solve this paradigm. And essentially it gravitated around three major pillars, which are connection, protection, and growth. And Mike, you're much better than me at explaining this, so I'm going to hand over to you.
Yeah, I just put my teeth back in to pick that up. Thanks. Look, it came, as I said, extensive research, over 1,000 conversations with these workers of all different types, what keeps you awake at night kind of thing. And interestingly, one of the most powerful ones was this whole form of connection. And connection takes many different ways. But, you know, once upon a time, you go into an office, you connect with your peers, your teammates, those classic water cooler moments across the desk, you'd have a whinge about the boss, drinks on a Friday. All of that just sort of disappeared as a result of COVID. But again, if we think about the independent worker, they don't have those opportunities for that natural connection. So there was sort of natural connections that were missing, and then they were no longer connected to an organization or any of the support structures that the organization provided. And the third thing is, because they're independent out there by themselves trying to sort all this stuff out, they're missing out being connected to good deals and good services. So the connection piece for us was pretty strong. Then it led to protection. You know, they're worried about their health, because if they lose their health, it's going to impact their ability to earn. And if they lose their ability to earn, it starts to impact their health and their mental health. So protection from an insurance-y point of view, but also just protection of looking after their health, preventing stuff from happening. And because ultimately, you know, we think of them as sort of businesses of one, protecting their business for a strong future. And then the third thing they were looking to do was be good at it, grow, looking for opportunities to grow as that independent or new type of worker, professional development, personal development, future-proofing their skills, being plugged into employment opportunities. You know, they've made this decision by choice now. Once upon a time, I think a lot of freelance or independent was just forced upon people, but now it is by choice. So fundamentally, the ecosystem Des mentioned, the platform that we're pulling together, is an opportunity to connect, protect and grow any type of worker who's part of this future of work movement.
And I think that's just so important, that sort of trifecta of connect, protect, grow. And, you know, what I love about this is just all the work that's going to actively include the workforce that have been overlooked. And I wanted just to get your thoughts on how this is actually going to affect retention in businesses as well.
It's fundamental. And I think, again, just we talk to so many folks, retention, the ultimate requirement now, doesn't matter if it's a full-time employee or other, I think is around the concept of flexibility. They've been exposed to it as a result of COVID. It was always back in the old days sort of the one or two number one sort of employee benefit, and that demand now is only increasing. So they need flexibility, but also flexibility around the sort of the services and the support structures, because everyone's at different stages of their journey, everyone's at different stages of life. So sort of, you know, as Des said, there's not one widget just to solve it all. So that whole flexibility needs to be factored in into the equation. And I think retention comes from the fact that you're showing you care. And that's the other one that's coming through from the bottom. A lot of these independents were caught out during COVID because there was no support structures, no support systems for them. They're sitting next to folks, or they had been sitting next to folks who 2 weeks ago were full-time employees. So they were watching their furloughed peers sort of being helped through, and they were left to these crises by themselves. So now they're looking for that care factor, health and well-being, mental health support. And I think that is what helps retain folks, just showing that you care. And I would also suggest that there are organizations out there who are adopting that principle, that model. Total workforce, we care for you, you're a valuable contributor back to our mission, and that's kind of respectful.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what, businesses are already paying so much money by not getting their retention right, by losing all their staff. I think that's what's so interesting. Whenever I have retention conversations with talent teams and C-level members of staff, the money is already being spent because we're not looking after our staff properly. So this is why I found this just so fascinating. And look, it's all connected to the future of work. You know, this McKinsey article that you read said 50%. I mean, well, the pandemic just changed all of that, probably more. So yeah, what are both your thoughts on the future of work?
So when you speak about the future of work, there's many different points of view. I'm a techie, often it's machine learning, AI, automation, and how that potentially is going to affect jobs and roles. But the part of the future of work that I'm really interested in is you know, how we earn money, salary. And essentially, that's where there's been historically poor equality across the spectrum of workers. In the future of work, I really hope and see that this is beginner, the parity is going to happen across roles, and yet tackling some of our really big problems with inclusion, and that everybody can earn money in a fair way and be supported in a fair way. And I think that that's kind of, that's the part, because it is such a big topic that I'm particularly interested in and in trying to help and solve the problems in that topic.
Yeah, I back that. I think not so long ago, there was one pathway. You had to have a full-time job to get full-time money. What this opportunity, and I think it is the future of work, and I think it's actually the future of work life. Work life is such a mashup now and more so going forward. I think you'll see people are able to pull relevant, reasonable income from a few different places at once. It might be the full-time job and the side hustle. It might be two or three contracts working for particular clients. And I think if I look at our kids, they will not have the large company full-time job 3-5 years. They're already living that kind of portfolio lifestyle, little bits and pieces of passions and projects and interests that make up their day. And I think that is very much part of the future of work.
Really interesting. And look, you know, today I've loved talking to the both of you about what you're doing as a business. And just to remind you, as I introduced this podcast, I said we're here today to walk the talk for change, because every time we're talking about people who are excluded in the workplace, it's great to have people like yourselves talking about how you can actively include people that have been overlooked. And so I love asking this final question, because for me, if someone's going to listen to this podcast, they're going to learn from you. They will have learned something from everything that you've been sharing. And what would be even better is if they can now turn around and go and drive some change in their business. So my last question is always, what is your call to action with regards to what more we should all be doing for authentic workplace inclusion?
So for me, consider your whole of workforce. I'll just leave it with that. Not part of your workforce, all of your workforce.
And a really, really powerful end to a wonderful podcast. So thank you both for joining me. It's been brilliant learning about Portable. Thank you so much for coming onto the Humans of FinTech podcast series.
Yeah.
Thanks.